Our next two features were both contributed by Derek James. The first of these is one of those It Might Have Been stories. Derek James has written about the Norwich venue that cancelled a booking by the Beatles. Robin Quine will tell us more.
The music venue which cancelled its booking for the Beatles. Liverpool had the Cavern. Norwich had the Orford. You had to tread carefully down the steps and into the cellar, which was the beating heart of the busy music scene in Norwich of the swinging 60s. This was the awesome Orford. There was no room to smoke, and drinking had to be done at the bar. Bullard's beer was the tipple. It was jam-packed, and on stage could have been Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, Eric Clapton, Rod Stewart, Jeff Beck, or local favourites such as Lucas, the Continentals, Gary Freeman and the Contours, Barry Lee and the Planets, and so many more. Oh, and the Beatles nearly played there. From 1954 through to 1974, the cellar at the Orford Arms Public House in the Anchor Buildings on Red Lion Street was a magical place where we went for great nights out. Artists from around the world and up the road put on such great shows which, if you were there, tend to stay in your memory as time moves on. Andy Field of the Continentals recalled, "It held about 300 people in the pre-health and safety days. The only way in and out was one little staircase, which was so narrow people couldn't pass on it. It was hot, it was black, it had condensation dripping off the walls. It was Norwich's Cavern," he said. The licence of the Orford Arms can be traced back to 1865, and in the 1920s it was well known as the only hotel in the city with a silver grill, and on Saturday nights up to 200 diners would be served with a slap-up meal. During the 1950s, Norman Guest, a well-known and popular Norwich gent, was the first person to use the cellar for music, establishing a jazz and then skiffle club. Back in 1954, our very own Queen of the Blues, Beryl Bryden, was on the stage with the Collegians and Mustard City Stompers. What a show that would have been. Then came the Skiffle Kids with the likes of the Alley Cats, followed by Rock and Rollers and R&B bands. In 1962, Duro Potter took over the lease of the Orford, and local impresarios Howard Platt and Bram Lowe starting booking acts. Many of them would become world famous. At the time, the Orford had three bars on the ground floor. One was known as the Big Room, which became an entertainment venue in its own right, and, if you remember, also had a great atmosphere. It was also packed especially at weekends. Harvey Platt of the Continentals and Howard's brother recalled one night when Howard booked the Moody Blues to play the Big Room while they were on stage in the cellar. As for the Beatles, Brian Epstein said the fee was £75, but if Please Please Me made the top 10 in the charts, then the fee would be increased to £225. Duro cancelled the booking, a decision he would later regret. Bram said he was contacted by Charles Chandler of the Animals in 1967, who said he had met a guitarist and asked if he would like to put him on. Howard agreed they should. The fee was around £40. His name was Jimi Hendrix. Look out for the book Norwich Pubs and Breweries, Past and Present, by Francis and Michael Holmes of Norwich Heritage Projects, published some years ago, reprinted and on sale at City Books and Waterstones and also The Anglian Beat by Kingsley Harris for the East Anglian Music Archive, which lists the artists playing the cella in the 1950s and 60s. Pages of them.
Thank you, Robin.